CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. The latest outlook from the National Interagency Fire Center says the potential for significant wildfires in Colorado is likely to increase. The next few months are forecast to be drier and warmer than normal. Wildland fire meteorologist Valerie Myers says that combined with ongoing drought, windy conditions and lightning create a bigger threat.
Early on, it could be a drier thunderstorm environment, so the potential remains for above normal potential for significant fires.
Dry conditions may lead to more areas of standing dead vegetation in the eastern plains that could also contribute to fire danger. Rising anti-Semitism and modern-day genocide are the focus of this week's Holocaust Awareness Series at Colorado Mesa University. CPR's Western Slope reporter, Stina Sieg.
When Rabbi Jay Strier was growing up, many Holocaust survivors were still living. But now?
We are on the verge of a time in which there will be no survivors left.
Which is why Strier is teaching people about the Holocaust through the group Jewish Colorado. He says the work is vital due to our state's political polarization.
We have pockets of blue and pockets of red. And in both of those pockets, there are strong anti-Semitic undercurrents.
Instances of anti-Semitic acts have surged across the country in recent years. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Northbound I-25 will be closed again just east of Fort Collins tonight between Colorado 392 and Harmony Road from 9 p.m. until 5 a.m. Detours will be in place, but delays are expected. This is CPR News at 6:06.